Work and effort, what is their connection to your vibration? Occasionally I check in with Google to see what brings people to my site. It's still the two main topics, your eating style and the vibration of money. I've been busy with checking people's water energizer setup, trying to guide them to success, sustainable success, so once they are beyond the work phase, they can just invest a little bit of work to remain hydrated. I read somewhere Edison quipping, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work." Almost all your questions are about avoiding work. Somehow work has become disreputable in this day and age. You want things to happen to you. Popping a pill, having a magical drink, a prayer, a wish, even meditation look better to you than good honest work. You look at people who have what you want, and you can see the blood, sweat and tears that got them what you want. You are attracted to eating style because they claim, you hope you don't have to change what you eat or how much you eat. So seemingly no work is involved. Same with the vibration of money. They say, you hope you just change your vibration and money will rush to you. No work involved. I hail from a different culture and age where work wasn't a dirty four-letter word. I first heard that people looked at work as a four-letter word from one of my teachers who wrote a long rant on it. I was dumbfounded. Because ultimately work is the only thing that can get you what you want, the only thing that can raise your vibration, your consciousness, your mood, your life experience. Yesterday I said that humans are talking animals, and that may be true, but the only animals that talk and work. And when I look closely, the only animals that think they have a choice about working or not working. Work, conscious and voluntary work is what lifts humanity from animal existence, and if I am looking now through that filter, denying work, hating work, trying to avoid work, degrading work into a four-letter word is what is lowering humanity's vibration to where it is now, 100. When occasionally a student's vibration drops to 100, because of some hurt or upset they consider a personal affront to their pride, they also become dumb, impenetrable by any intelligence, can think, and can't even talk with any coherence. Coherence, in water, is 653 vibration. When the water is 100 vibration, its molecules are bumping into each other, and make no sense. You are never fully coherent until your vibration reaches 653. This is also when suddenly you are impervious to personal affront. Until then anything that looks personal will pull you out of coherence. Even personal love, personal success, or hurt, hardship, or insult. I haven't been at such low vibration myself for decades now. But my hunch is that the inner state of a person in that state is pitiful, confused, and has an inner turmoil. Incoherent. Your number one goal should be to bring yourself, your actions, your thinking, your eating style, in harmony with life and out of survival. Instead of looking at beautiful or famous people and try to be like them, use a straight and narrow method. Look at people who are maybe famous but stupid, maybe famous but incoherent, maybe famous but unhealthy. Observe them, their behavior, and after accurately identifying what they are doing, try to fashion yourself as not that. Some videos of President Trump are instructive in the sense, he demonstrates behavior that comes from and causes incoherence. I hear he also has videos where he eats. Ditto. Or watch boring, virtue signaling, bombastic, hypey, lying, overpromising people. And resolve to remove that behavior from your own. Every behavior you remove, your vibration will start growing. One of my students was pain avoiding all her life. After my article where I said, growing is painful, she woke up to the fact that she was pain avoiding and not growing, and her vibration jumped. And her behavior, pain avoiding, at least lessened. She had bought a water filter system I recommended but she didn't see how to attach it to her kitchen faucet. But today she'll go to Home Depot and buy what she needs to make the faucet and the filter connect. Painful, and she is willing. I bought my water filter unit 20 years ago, maybe more. I didn't install it until 2 to 3 years later, because it looked painful to climb under the sink and install it there. I have an under-the-counter unit. And to tell the truth, it was literally painful, even when after I moved I installed it for the second time at my current place as well. For a plumber it would have been, maybe, easy, but not for me. The units I recommend are at least over-the-counter type, and you don't have to lie on your back half inside the kitchen cabinet, and try to connect the darn thing to pipes. Next time I move I'll use the over-the-counter type. If I hire a plumber, if I move, when I move. I had the same issue when I wanted to connect my portable washing machine. It's not obvious to do it, because people have all different fancy faucets that are not compatible with ordinary hardware. Every time you solve an incompatibility, every time you get over a seemingly unsolvable technical issue, you become more intelligent, and become higher vibration, more in line with life. When your cell hydration is low, your vibration is low. When your cell hydration is low, your whole body is in survival mode, and it won't allow you to send too much energy to your brain to solve problems. In my humble view of my own rise from misery, the crucial turning point was when I started to raise my cell hydration. I became more intelligent, saw more opportunities in my life, I saw ways to be free, to make money, to be my own person. I became more sturdy without becoming rigid. In the cell hydration challenge, I invest a month in my life to help you go over the hump and start growing. Whatever it takes, except installing your water filter for you. Anything I can do remotely. As long as you participate. How do I know that you are participating? I know it because I can track if you open my daily email with the muscle tests of the day. If you don't, I'll remove you. Why? Because you are not in the challenge, you are not playing well with others. Isn't that harsh, Sophie? Yes, maybe it is. The challenge is a deal between you and me. I will keep my word to you if you keep your word to me. Signing up is not enough. You need to participate. Open the darn email. LOL. Okay, the challenge is still open for joining. Join the challenge. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/challenge. P.S. I have 3 clients in Ireland, closer to my age, who have been keeping their cell hydration at 30% for months. Yesterday I pondered what is different about them, or about Ireland. Truth be told, I had clients from Ireland before them, who were quitters, snowflakes. So maybe it is not Ireland, maybe the family culture of these 3. And that is the answer. Some families make you hardy. They allow life to be hard, and it is, so the children toughen up. Life is hard. It's always the mother who can be blamed for the child's softness. If you protect them, you baby them, you give them everything they want, they grow up to be snowflakes, searching my site for instant enlightenment, considering hardship, considering effort, work ugly, something to avoid altogether. I'm more like a father, I don't much care how you feel now, if what you have to go through toughens you up. I don't care if you like me. Liking may mean that I am not tough with you enough. Can I also be nurturing? Occasionally, when that way of being helps you get out of your stuckedness. But it is occasional. Once you are out, it is your job to grow. Life is all about growth. In nature, once something stops growing, it starts dying. It's reversible. But no matter when you decide to grow, just please know, growing is painful. Always. If it is not painful, you are only growing your assets, not yourself.